This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is the Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Yebo, be inspired on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, the 28th of September 2022. It's sunny in Cape Town, and I believe that wherever you are listening to your favorite daily companion, K-Pulpit, you know, you are blessed because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad in this beautiful day. Yes, this is Bongani Msibi. Unfortunately, today I don't have my co-pilot, my co-host with me, Lindiwe, who has traveled to Mpumalanga for a family bereavement. That side, yes, and our thoughts are with her and the family at such a time as this one. Tell you what, don't worry, don't you despair, because today, as promised, last Wednesday, as we're rudely interrupted, you know, by load shedding, hopefully today we're not going to have such, and we plead with you that you pray with us also, you know, in tongues or in the spirit, wherever you are, so that we don't experience the same as we continue on our wonderful topic, trusting God through all seasons, because we are celebrating, or we are, you know, observing alopecia month. Alopecia, you know, it's the condition whereby you lose your hair, and which has caused a lot of people to go into depression and all manner of challenges. But we thank God for this wonderful show that brings us such you know, solutions. As we say, there's a solution to all that you're going through, and it's found in the Word of God. And today we're going to go through the Word of God with somebody that has experienced that exactly, but through the goodness of the Lord, made it through. Not only made it through, but through that experience created a awesome business which with a brilliant, brilliant idea that God has given unto him. So you have done the right thing by choosing to stay with us, or to stay with your daily companion, Cape Pulpit with Bongani. And unfortunately, Lindy is not with us today on the Father's Love Show, where we say there's a solution to all that is found in the Word of God. So after this beautiful song by Ronnie Mulaudzi, Lord, I Love You, we're going to have Zoe Mkabela, who's the founder, CEO, manager, whatever you want to call it, of Volumicious Hair Product. And we're going to find out her journey of how the Lord helped her through her condition of losing hair. Here's Ronnie Mulaudzi, Lord, I Love You. After this, we're going to have Zoe with us today. You can join in the conversation as always by sending us a WhatsApp message on 081-7291-657. Otherwise, you can tune in live on Facebook on 729 Kapsa Council or 729 Cape Pulpit on your Facebook, and you will see our beautiful selves there. Then join in live and send us a comment, share, like, tag someone or something. Here's Ronnie Mulaudzi, Lord, I Love You. Yes, you heard right. You're listening to the Father's Love on 729 Cape Pulpit, your daily companion. This is Bongani Msibi. I'm so glad that you could join us today and be with us. As promised, we are having with us Miss Zoe Mkabela of Volumicious Hair Products, a very powerful and thriving company, you know, that deals with hair. And like we said, you know, the Bible, you know, Zoe, just before I say hi and you, before you share You know, I was just thinking about it now. You know, hey, you know, somebody's thinking, hair and the Lord. But you know what? There's a verse in the Bible that says, you know, God can number your hair, which means God is concerned about your hair. Each time it falls onto the ground, he'd probably say, that's hair number 365,000. But anyway, I'm not there. It's just a thought, a crazy thought that just came to my mind. Zoe, how are you doing today?
I'm good, and you, Pastor? Just having a hectic day, but
yeah.
I'm blessed. And yourself?
No, we're doing great, and thank you so very much for taking time out, really, to be with us. We understand that you're having a roadshow today, and but thank you so very much to be with us, just to come and finish off what we started last Wednesday. But just to recap a little bit, just to share about who is Zoe, you know, when we're talking about trusting God through all seasons, how has Zoe seen the Lord walking with her through all seasons? Oh, no. Can you hear me, Zoe?
Yes, I can hear you now. I just heard about the seasons.
Yes, I was saying, can you just tell us, you know, just to recap a little bit about who Zoe is, and as we are talking about trusting God through all seasons, how has Zoe seen God through all her seasons? How has Zoe trusted the Lord through her seasons?
Oh, okay. So my name is Zoe Mkabela. I was born and bred in the dusty streets of Matsulu Township. I'm a firstborn of four children. I come from a Christian home. My parents were very strict when I was growing up, and they instilled very, you know, good values. Now that I look back at my life, I can see how it was important for them to, you know, to almost have that iron rod over my life. Because, you know, when you get a good foundation, it sort of sets a course for the rest of your life. And for me, I can really attribute a lot of who I've become to my upbringing and how my parents raised me. And talking about seasons, you know, in our lives, we go through many seasons. We go through, you know, just like the summer, winter, even in our own lives, we go through the winters and the summers of life.
Sure.
And most of the challenging part for most of us is actually the winter season of life. And it's in the winter season of life where most people, they tend to give up, not realizing that that season is there for a purpose, you know, for your purpose. Most of us, I mean, my purpose was birthed into the winter season of my life. And basically that winter season of my life was sharpening me and molding me and equipping me and preparing me to be the woman that I've become today and to be where I am today and having achieved what I've managed to achieve, you know. So for me, what really happened was I lost my hair in 2016. It was caused by telogen alopecia. So telogen alopecia is when you lose your hair as a result of stress or pregnancy. So that's what happened to me. I lost my hair, and really it was attributed to the fact that I was also going through a challenging and a tough season in my life. Things were not really going the way that, you know, I wanted. But it was in that season that I believe that my purpose was birth, and everything that I'm doing now came really from those challenges. I cannot really say that I'm fully in my summer season, but I'm seeing God walk with me. One of the things that I'm grateful for is my faith and you know, having a strong faith in God. I'm a woman of faith. I believe God has given me the gift of faith, and it is that faith, you know, standing on the word and believing the word and acting on the word, you know. Even in my business, I run my business by faith, you know. People will not understand, but I run my business by faith. I call the things that are not as though they are. I declare the reality that I want to see, and that reality manifests.
Amen. Wow.
So I'm a kingdom woman, and I'm running a kingdom business.
Wow, wow. How beautiful.
And it's not just the kingdom. Oh, yes. Sorry. It's not just, you know, I always say that I'm in business by calling. I'm not just in business to live my best life.
Sure.
I'm in business by calling. So I really understand the responsibility that God has given me through this business. You know, so that's why I wake up every day and I push and I'm passionate about it, because I understand why I'm doing this. And I'm really in business by calling. I'm in business to be a giver, you know, to finance the kingdom and to impact people's lives.
Sure.
And to bring hope in the lives of those who have lost it. And God actually used my hair to actually just launch me into business and have my own ministry, you know.
Sure.
Just through him.
Wow, you know, Zoe, it's so interesting that in just less than 5 minutes or so, you've just said a mouthful, and it's so interesting also the fact that you are mentioning what you're mentioning right now, because as I was preparing for the show, the Lord just dropped Genesis chapter number 50, verses 20, you know, in my heart, and then I quickly checked it out. That's the story of Joseph there. You know, where I was thinking, where Joseph responded to his brothers when they came to see him, and he said, "You intend." I'm reading in the NLT. He says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. He has brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people." That, you know what, your challenge with your hair, you know, due to stress of pregnancy and other issues that you say you've been going through, God was able to use that to turn it around for your good, but not only your good. What I appreciate with what you've just said, the final statement you said, "I'm not in business just for me to look good or to feel good, but I'm in business for a purpose, that God has called me into this business, not only as a kingdom builder to finance his gospel, but at the same time to help people." And how awesome is that? That's the very same thing that Joseph is saying, that this position that I'm at right now as the prime minister of Egypt, being a foreigner, and yourself, you just said you moved, I mean, from the dusty streets of Matsulu, now you are in Joburg and doing, you know, great things that the Lord is doing through your life, that, you know what, the enemy meant for harm, God intended it for all good, and he has brought you to this position so you could save the lives of many people. Why I'm emphasizing saving the lives of many people, I'm picking up from what you said last Wednesday, when you said a lot of people, when they lose their hair, they feel like the whole world, you know what, has come to an end. You know, others even become suicidal, just like that young man that you alluded to last Wednesday, that, you know what, he began to grow bold, if there's something like that, at a very young age, and he thought, you know what, the world was over. I don't know if you are able to relate with what Joseph is saying here in Genesis 50, verses 20. Yeah.
I love the story of Joseph. You know, it's basically just trusting the process. When Joseph had the dream, when he had the dream of his brothers, you know, bowing before him, he saw the end result, but he actually never saw the prison. He never saw himself being a slave. But God had a plan, and God had, you know, a purpose for his life. And many a times, most of us, you know, and I always say this, that the reason why God does not show us the process from the beginning is that if he showed us the things that we had to go through to get to the dream that we are seeing from the beginning, we will actually abort the mission, because we will feel like there's no way I'm going to be able to go through that and overcome. So that's why the process is always not revealed to us. You see this vision and this great dream that you have, but the tribulations that you are going to encounter along the way, God will not reveal it to us, because I think he knew that if he showed us what we had to go through to accomplish whatever we need to accomplish, we will abort the mission, not realizing that it's through that process, it's through those tribulations where, you know, you'll be strengthened and you'll be equipped and you'll be refined and tuned to become that which God has destined for you to become.
Sure.
And most of the people, they give up in the prison place. They give up in the challenging times, not realizing that there is a governor that is awaiting you on the other side. There is a great position that God is preparing you. That's why Joseph, when his brothers came to him, he said that, you know what, don't feel sorry. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't blame yourself.
Mm.
It was God who allowed this to happen.
Mm.
So people must also realize that it's God that allows those things to happen in our lives. And for me also, when I look back, if I did not go through everything that I had to go through,
mm-hmm.
I would not be here and we would not be having this conversation.
Sure.
As painful as it was, I mean, it almost left me, I almost killed myself. I was very suicidal. I was so close to just ending my life because I was in a place of hopelessness.
Mm.
It felt like I was just in this dungeon.
Sure.
And there was really no light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm.
But now it was my faith in God and the word that just kept on giving me strength and hope.
Awesome.
And me standing on the word and confessing the word, even though the reality was basically saying, you are a failure.
Sure.
You'll never amount to anything. Your life will never go anywhere.
Mm.
But Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the plans I have for you.
Come on. Come on.
Plans not to fail you. Plans to prosper you.
Come on.
Plans to give you hope and a future.
Mm.
And those were the words that will always ring into my head when the other voices will be telling me, kill yourself. And they'll
sure.
be giving me even sure. suggestions on how to take my life. And it was that word that would come out. So coming back to the story of Joseph, we need to understand that in as much as we can have a bigger dream, there is a process to go through to achieve that dream.
Mm.
And do not abort the process because the fire is very hot. Do not abort the process because you feel like, you know, you've really come to an end.
Mm.
You know, when God has called you for greatness, unfortunately, you will break.
Sure.
You will go through a season of breaking.
Mm.
And many of us, we don't want to go through that process. We just want to arrive instead of actually going through it, you know. So I always encourage people that are going through challenges, you know, to say, you know what, hang in there and hold on. Just do not quit. You know, when Jesus told the disciples to get on the boat and get over to the other side, he never told them about the storm. But even when the storm came, they didn't jump out of the boat. They stayed on the boat.
Come on.
Yeah. So Jesus will always calm the storm. You will always get through to the other side. I mean, we are living in a time when people are committing suicide left, right, and center.
Mm.
And it's really because of those storms of life. It's because of those challenges and that makes them feel like this is the end, but it's not the end.
Mm.
Just hang in there. Yeah.
Sure.
So whoever is listening to me and you're going through a lot and your life is not making sense, you don't understand why you're going through whatever you're going through, just hang in there. It will make sense eventually.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Saints, we are talking about trusting God through all seasons with Zoe Mkabela, the founder, creator, CEO, everything you can mention of Volumisha's Hair, who chose to use whatever setback that she was going through, which was a hair at the time, to allow God to turn things around for her for the better. And now, not only had God turned things for the better for her, but she's sharing the journey with us of how God took her through that. You too, also, you know, from the dusty streets of Matsulu in Kanyamazane, if you ask me, I'll tell you, that's like the end of the world. You know what it looks like when you stay in Matsulu. There's one way in, one way out. It's like you are dumped there in a dungeon and there's no way out. But let me tell you, child of God, from that dusty streets of Matsulu in Mpumalanga, a township, God, Beth, brought out such a powerful woman. I liked what you said. And after this beautiful song, we're going to pick up from that, you know, where you say we want to arrive without going through the journey. You cannot arrive at your destiny without going through the journey. You know, trust the process. Trust God through all seasons. Even those things that God did not allow, it might not be God taking you through that season, but let me tell you, child of God, at the end of the day, it will work for your good. Don't throw in the towel. Don't get onto that chair. Don't tie that rope around your neck. Don't take those pills. So, child of God, just take that chair, sit down, open your Bible, have fellowship with God. And I tell you, He's going to reveal His true plan for you, because there are plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a future and an expected end. So it's not over yet until God says so. Here's Alvin Slaughter say, I call the name. After this, Zoe is still with us. Just hang in there. Hang in there. Don't go away.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Yebo, you heard it right. This is the Father's Love Show on 729 Cape Pulpit, your daily companion. You are with Bongani Msibi, of course, today. Lindiwe is in Mpumalanga, Nelspruit. I know you miss that beautiful, calm, sweet voice. Unfortunately, you stuck with me. Well, fortunately, you stuck with me. And Zoe on the other side. Zoe, you know, what a powerful, powerful, word that you've just shared, word of encouragement that you've just shared. And I like the fact that, you know what, it's based on the Word of God, where we're talking about trusting God through all seasons. And the fact that you said, you know what, you understand why God has blessed you with such a brilliant and an awesome business idea, which was birthed through a challenge that you went through. Isn't God amazing, though? You know, when the Bible says that everything works together for good, and that thing worked together for your good. That stress level at that time that caused you to lose your hair actually gave birth to Volumicious. Maybe if you could just share a little bit about how Volumicious got to be born.
Okay, I don't know if my volume is low, but I can't hear you so well. But I picked up what you asked me to share.
Yeah.
So I studied at the University of Stellenbosch, mm-hmm. and I did a BSc Human Life Sciences as well as an honors in biochemistry. And when I was doing my undergrad, I actually failed. Mm-hmm. I failed my major, which was biochemistry, and I failed it by 5%. The pass mark was 50. I only got 45.
Sure.
So 5% basically cost me an extra year, because with these major modules is that if you fail a second year, you cannot move on to the third year. On your third year, I found myself repeating the second year module, mm-hmm. which then pushed the third year on my fourth year. And then on the fourth year, I was actually doing a third year biochemistry. The whole year, I was just doing one subject.
Mm-hmm.
And what was challenging also at the time was that I did not have a bursary. So my parents were paying for my fees, and you know it's expensive to mm-hmm. just repeat the whole year just doing one subject.
Sure.
But for me, that failure was a blessing, because I was then able to get good marks for my biochemistry marks, which enabled me to get into the honors class for biochemistry, because they were only selecting the students with the top marks.
Mm.
So in my honors year, I was then given a project to investigate a plant that was being eaten by pregnant sheep. When this pregnant sheep would eat this plant, their newborn lambs were born without fur. They were breeding because they were using the fur of the newborn lambs to make coats and bags. So there was a business market that was making use of the fur of these newborn lambs. And now, because of this diet that the sheep are eating, there's no skin, no, there's no fur. So part of my research project in my honors year for biochemistry was to investigate what was in the plant that was causing the hair loss. And after spending 6 to 7 months in the lab isolating the compound and finding its effect, I found out that it was affecting a certain biochemical pathway in the sheep's bodies, the mothers, resulting in no hair. And at the end of the year, I won a best poster presentation for my research project.
Sure.
That was in 2008. So fast forward, it's now 2016. I've lost my hair. My hair basically just fell off because of stress at the time. I was struggling. You know, I was staying in an informal settlement, you know, in an RDP house. that is very hot in summer and cold in winter. Life
Sure.
was really tough. You know, I would starve, you know, glamour, you know. Life was really, really tough. And that's when I lost my hair with everything that was going on around me. That's when my hair fell off. And At the time, I used to sell wigs. So I started hustling in 2013. So I started with wedding dresses. I moved on to cosmetics. Then I started selling the Brazilian hairs as well. And I was wearing it myself. And I remember one day when I was just wearing, you know, the weave, I just felt in my spirit that I must go and revisit my research article for my honors. And then I went and I read through the article. And then that's when I decided, you know what, if there are active compounds in plants, so plants and animals, we fall under the same genetic class, which is mammals. So I decided to go and look at the opposite, to go and look at active compounds that are in plants that can bring back hair. I went and I did my research. I looked up and I found a lot of them. And just through a process of trial and error, I selected a few. I contacted a local manufacturing company in Joburg. I asked them to mix those few things that I'd found, and I began to test it on my hair after they gave me the samples. And every month I was taking pictures just to monitor my hair. And this was really to fix my hair. It was not even a plan to specialize it or to even call it voluminous. And during the time when I was working on my hair, I was working for a global company. I was working as a sales representative, so I've always been in sales. And during that year, I was given an extra position on top of what I was doing. So they gave me a role to act in. And 7 months into the year, they opened the position. And because I was doing the work, I was so sure that this is my job. I was looking forward to a promotion, to being a manager, you know. And unfortunately, in July, when they opened the position, I was not successful. I was told that I was not well developed for it.
Sure.
And for me, at that time, it had marked 1 year of my journey. So every month I was taking pictures. So I decided that, you know what, since this thing has worked on my hair, let me just maybe focus on it. So I put those pictures together. I activated Facebook. I was off Facebook, I think, for 7 years. I activated Facebook, and then I basically put that picture there on Facebook. So for me, that rejection from my job became my redirection.
Come on.
You know? Yeah. So there's also a blessing in being rejected. You know, I had to learn that there's a blessing in rejection. When people say no, it's okay, because God has a bigger yes.
Sure.
So then I took that picture. I put it on social media, 2017, July. And then I showed the people, like, check this out. Look at this thing. My hair grew. And people were interested. But there were those that said, but we grew up with you. Like, Siyakwazi, when I ever since you're a child, you never had a hair problem.
Yeah.
Show us people with real problems and we'll believe that this thing of yours work. And coming from a sales background where, you know, we in sales you push. You really push to meet those targets. You have to be driven as a salesperson. And having that background, I started to then push and give samples to people to try out that had problems at the time. And the results were great, you know. Started seeing progress in other people that were using the products. And I started really using, I think it was three people's hair progress pictures with along with mine. And I just started to put this thing. And 2 years later, in 2019, November, I actually put in my resignation. And I just took that step of faith. You know, I took the step of faith. I felt I was ready, and I prayed about it, and I took the step of faith and I resigned.
Awesome.
That was November 2019. And then at that time, I was also working for my garage. I had a small garage. I had moved from Deep Sloot at the time. I was staying in a small place. So after I resigned, I moved into a small office. But one thing I did after I resigned from my job is I created a vision board. And this idea, I mean, Habakkuk 2, in the book of Habakkuk 2:2-3, it says, write the vision down so that he who may run with it, so that at the appointed time, it shall, you know, happen, even though it may tarry, it may take a while, but at the appointed time will happen. So I heard Steve Harvey's American. He says, instead of putting pictures of your dogs and your kids and your wife on your phone and everything, on your phone, put pictures of your vision board. So I don't know if you can see on my phone. I mean, I've got like a screen of my vision board. I don't know if it's visible, but
yes.
So he said, put the stuff that you're trusting God to do for you. So I went and I looked up. I looked for pictures in the internet that spoke to what I was trusting God to do for me. And one of those things was a billboard. It was a billboard. It was a hair clinic. It was a big team, like bigger distribution team, and a couple of things. And then in March 2020, 4 months later after I resigned, we went into the first lockdown. And I was like, I just made the biggest mistake of my life.
Sure.
Like, I just resigned at the wrong time. Did I hear
God? Yeah.
I cried. I was so stressed, you know. But because I had the vision board, I went to God and I said, God, I know I hurt you. I know that this was not, I know I hurt you. So I presented a vision board to God. I prayed about it. I said, God, I'm trusting you to do this for me this year. In April 2020, hair products were made essential. So I was able to trade. And luckily for me at the time, I had an online store. So I began to push marketing the products and people were buying the products online. The distribution interest started to grow, you know. And I want to tell you, I really saw a miracle. Like, I saw a miracle during that time. And in November 2020, the first voluminous billboard was flighted on William Nicol, one of the busiest streets in Johannesburg, as per the vision board.
Amen.
And in 2020, December, I opened the hair clinic. As per the vision board, you know. It's like I felt like God elevated my faith. To say, you can trust me for anything and I will do it. And as long as you can act on it, you know, because it's one thing to have faith, but it's another to actually act on your faith. You know, so for me, I acted. I was really aggressive with the marketing. I really pushed it. And really the increase came. And there's a verse in the Bible, in the book of 2 Kings, one of the scriptures that I stood on concerning my business. There's a book in the book of 2 Kings chapters, I think it's chapter 7, if I'm not mistaken. It's about the four lepers. There was famine in the land and things were very bad. It was so bad in that time. I think it was Samaria. It was so bad that people were eating each other's kids. And these lepers are sitting by the mom. I mean, in those days when you had leprosy, you were even a reject in the community. People didn't want you. So these lepers are sitting by the mountainside and they are saying to themselves, why must we sit here and die? If we go to the city, there's famine in the city. Let us go to the camp of the Arameans where there is treasure. And those lepers took a step and they said, if we die, we die. If we live, we live. And they took that step and they went there. And the Bible says that as they marched towards the camp, God caused the enemy to hear the sound of chariots and they ran and left everything there. You know, and when they got there, they found the treasure. And the treasure not only was their deliverance, but it was the deliverance of the whole city who was faced with famine. So with me acting during that time when things were so tough, you know, it did not only bring deliverance for me, but it also brought deliverance to the people that I have now employed who are able to look after their families. The business has close to 200 independent distributors that benefit from the business. So had I not acted out of fear or had I not chosen to resign because I'm so comfortable in my job, I would have deprived a lot of people. So it's important that we also act. And as much as we pray and act.
Come on.
Fast, pray, and act.
Faith without
don't
works
just leave it. Exactly. Faith without works is dead, and God is not moved by our tears, He's moved by our faith. And when you have faith and you trust God, you know when I came to your church, I remember what you said. You said when God is in it, He will make you achieve much with less effort.
Zoe,
I remember your words.
Zoe, you know, your story is so beautiful. I wish we had 2 hours just to go on and on about it. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. But the most beautiful thing about your story, me being a pastor, is the fact that I'm seeing the word of God in action in your life. I'm seeing that what the Lord indeed said in the promises of God, they are yes and amen. I'm seeing that what the Lord says, you know what, I'm going to do, I make known the ends from the beginning, and I'm going to do that which I will. When the Lord says, I know the plans I have about you is to prosper you. I mean, you are it. When the Lord, when the word of God says everything works together for good, you are it. You know, when the Lord says, write the vision down, though it tarries, it will not tarry. At the right time, it will speak. You are it. I can go on and on and on and on. So Zoe, may God bless you and keep you. May more people be employed. May more people, you know what, get delivered, because we can tell that your experience was an answer to many people's prayers. So thank you so very much for availing your time. And we're just going to release you now to go back on your roadshow. And we wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. And stay blessed.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Ah, saints, I tell you, time flies when we're having a good time, you know, on this a beautiful show, the Father's Love Show with Bongani and Lindiwe. I tell you, we're having an awesome time. I trust that you had an awesome time yourself, you know, listening to the story of Zoe, which I believe we all can relate. Here's a beautiful song just to down this beautiful, beautiful session that we just had right now with Yolanda Adams saying, "Still I Rise." Why don't you rise? Yes, you're listening to the Father's Love Show on 729 AM Cape Pulpit. Unfortunately, we've just run out of time, but don't you worry, because next Wednesday, same time, same place, you're going to have me and, of course, Lindy will be back, where we say there's a solution to all that you are going through, and it's found in the Word of God. And at the top of the hour, Gilma is coming with the news at 1 o'clock. And then immediately after that, Leif Steyn. So don't you change that dial. Sit back, relax, and enjoy, you know, everything that is being dished out from this, your daily companion, 7 to 9 a.m. Cape Pulpit. This is Pastor Bongani Msibi signing out. Trust you had an awesome time in the presence of the Lord as we went through the story of Zoe, trusting God through all seasons. And you have learned. Otherwise, if you have missed out, you can catch on the repeat tomorrow at 10 p.m. or tell your friends to listen in at 10 p.m. tomorrow, or go to our website and download the podcast there and be blessed and share it with your loved ones that are going through a lot, that God is at work even in that situation, and you will see them through. It's not going to be the end of them. So enjoy the rest of the day, the rest of your week. Yes, Tamela Man saying, "Take me to the King," after this.
You are listening to Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.